This Tour SA radio destination takes us to the Clare Valley in the Mid-North, and I'm joined by cultivated tour guide and owner-operator of Clare Valley Tours, Dave Wilson. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hello, Erin, and so nice to be here. How are you, dear?
I'm so well. For those who haven't had the pleasure of seeing the Clare Valley, could you please describe to me what the area is best known for?
Best known for our Rieslings, I'd say. But it's far more than Rieslings, Erin. There's far, far more than Rieslings here. We've got so much history. We've got so much diversity. We've got agriculture. We've got viticulture. We've got food. We've got wine. We've got industry. And once upon a time, Clare was known as the Garden of the North. Back in the 1800s, because Clare used to supply produce to the Burra and the Wallaroo and into Adelaide. And it's still an apt descriptor for the Clare Valley now, the Garden of the North.
Beautiful. And what are the more popular spots people like to visit when discovering the Clare Valley?
It's an interesting question, Erin. A lot of people get here and then say, I wish I had more time. There's so much to see and so much to do. Coming back to the question, the main aim of the question, I'd suggest the Riesling Trail. A lot of people come up to Clare, either walk or cycle the Riesling Trail, and from there discover the further venues and little aspects of the Clare Valley. Martindale Hall, Bungaree Station are two of the major attractions here. Martindale's a Georgian mansion. It's an anomaly, really. It's out in the middle of rural South Australia, built by Edmund Bowman many, many years ago. Fantastic place to visit. And Bungaree Station. Bungaree was one of the first settlements of the Clare area, 1841, and that's still family held by the Hawker family since that day. There's just a couple of little ones to come and have a look at. And then, of course, there's walking trails, the Spring Gully Reserve, there's the Gleeson Street Waterway. Oh, gee, they keep going.
Now, we also know that you are the owner and operator of Clare Valley Tours, so of course Indeed. You can give tours as well. How long have you been a tour guide, and what is your favourite part about the job?
Oh, just gone 7 years, just on 7 years now. So favourite part of the job would be meeting people that come from all over the world, that come into the Clare Valley, and exposing them to what we've got here. The best part of the job is when you put somebody into a situation where you hear the gasp, and a view, seen, a bit of history, tasting a new wine, a restaurant that they didn't know was there, a cellar door that they wouldn't have ever found, a scenic road that you can drive down. It's just the scenic beauty. It's a culmination of so many different things, but it's the joy that people get, Erin, when being exposed to something new and different.
That sounds absolutely incredible. Now, if someone was wanting to come to the Clare Valley and take a tour with you, where can they find you?
Oh, Erin, that's the simplest question of all. Quite simply, clarevalleytours.com. Have a look on there and you'll find the booking page. And on the booking page, there's several different options. Clare Uncorked is the most popular. It's a one-day tour of the Clare Valley starting at 10 o'clock. We go out to a series of wineries with a lunch and return home at about 5 o'clock. Book online. It's all there. Simple, simple, simple. Or simply give me a call on 0418 832 812.
Well, thank you so much for giving me some of your time today, and I'm sure we'll be touching base with you down in the Clare Valley very soon.
Lovely, Erin. Be good to see you back here again, and come on a tour when you're down next.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks, Erin.